Okay, now the Castle House. Now, we know it's up here. It's at Beechworth. We also know, as of a couple of days ago, that the planned caravan park with the house as, like, the office, and you could go through it and everything, has been knocked back by the Indigo Shire Council. And on Nine News Border North East, George Fendyke, who owns the house, said this a couple of days ago.
If they make me move it, I'm going to burn it right where it is. I'll wait till the autumn and burn it.
But we don't like the idea of it getting burnt down.
No, we don't.
George Fendyke joins us. George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, George, tell us what the latest is. We know that your proposal's been knocked back. What are you thinking about doing with the Castle House now?
Well, it'll be finished off.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're in the process of getting permits and crap for that.
Yeah.
And but the only sad part about it is it'll never be open to the public because it'll never be manned. The caravan park was going to be the impetus to make it worthwhile to open it.
Yeah, okay.
So
someone was going to be there all the time, and the only room that was going to be for the public was the pool room.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the one that the house was for the caretaker, so it would have been someone there, would have been open, would have been keeping an eye on it. Well, now you can't just open it and have someone manning it.
So you're going to fix it up. Well, what's the purpose of that then? What are you going to do with it then?
It'll just be a house.
Are you going to live in it or are you going to sell it?
No, I might the way I go. My wife might throw me out.
You might have to.
Now, will you do it up to look exactly like the house, still off the movie, The Castle?
Oh, yes, yeah. The only difference will be it's going to have a tile roof before it's going to have a tin roof.
Yeah,
red,
okay.
Red tin
gotcha.
Roof.
Where's it going to be, George? Are you leaving
it's
it where it is?
Yes, it's going to be where it is.
Yeah. Well, so it's a bit disappointing.
It ain't going to be moved.
It is disappointing. From what I understand, Bernard Gaffney, the mayor, he voted for the proposal, but a number of other councillors voted it down. So,
yes, but so did the... But the recommendation from the council officers was to pass the caravan park twice, before Christmas and now, the second time. And some of the councillors get their neck in the knot and say, oh, well, we don't think it's right. Well, maybe they should listen to their experts. That's what they're paying for.
So
essentially, some people have just decided they don't think it's a good idea.
That's right. You think it was their money?
Yeah.
You think they're the ones investing the money, not instead of me?
Yeah. I think it's disappointing. I'm with you, George.
I think it's bloody disappointing.
Yeah, really?
Well, you definitely would, because it's your coin. Yeah, I can understand.
Oh, well, it's not that so much. It's just that we had a vision. I mean, there was supposed to be... The house was brought there to enhance the tourism in Beechworth. That's what it was brought there for, and get a caravan park. Now, I think it brings a different demographic of people to the town, which it has already, and they talk about tourism all the time. And these councillors forget that their job is to do what the people wish, and I'm sure the majority of people in Beechworth want the castle to go ahead.
Yeah, look, I think you're right. Is there any chance of any kind of appeal, George?
Oh, yes, I'm going to be, Cass.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
no, I wasn't going to, but I am now.
Yeah. Well, let's stay in the loop with you. At least it's definitely not going to get burnt down. That's the most important thing at this stage, George. So we're happy about that, and hopefully it does get across the line because we think it's a good idea. George Fendyke, owner of the Castle House in Beechworth. Thanks for having a chat with us.
No worries, mate.